From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting. An agreement, but still no evacuation. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended yesterday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, but it's not yet begun. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation yesterday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Opponents of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party remained in front of Poland's parliament building on Saturday morning, hours after police used force to remove blockades of the building's exits. The protesters, who are also staging a new rally outside of Poland's presidential palace, are opposed to a series of government steps that they consider anti-democratic. The protests occurred after the government approved a plan to restrict journalists' access to members of the parliament. Opposition lawmakers protested the plan on Friday and blocked a vote on the 2017 budget. Ruling party members then moved to a nearby hall and approved the budget, a move the opposition said was illegal because it was impossible to confirm that the required number of legislators was present. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. This is VOA News. At least 13 Turkish soldiers were killed on Saturday and dozens more were wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in the central Turkish city of Kayseri on today. The Turkish news agencies are reporting that the bus had stopped at a red light outside the front gates of the university when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. The population of Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, is bracing itself for a tumultuous week when President Joseph Kabila's final term comes to an end on Monday. Elections have been delayed, and despite popular opposition, Kabila plans to stay on until polls can be held. For VOA, William Klaus has the latest.
On Saturday, negotiations between President Joseph Kabila's political alliance and the Congolese opposition entered a fifth day. The Catholic Church, known as CENCO, is overseeing the talks and hopes to strike a last-minute compromise before December 19th, the end of Kabila's final mandate. Many worry that the arrival of the date could bring with it a period of unrest triggered by the president's decision not to step down. Kabila is deeply unpopular in Kinshasa, and the population is approaching Monday with a combination of trepidation and excitement. Louis, unemployed like many in Kinshasa, likened Kabila to a tenant in a rental home. "We are the landlord," he said, "and we say that he leaves our house, the Congo." William Klaus for VOA News, Kinshasa.
Now, all forms of political protest are currently banned in Kinshasa. Roadblocks have been erected in recent days, and large deployments of police and soldiers are visible on the streets. The government has instructed internet providers to block access to social media from Sunday night. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Now, that's a signal that Trump plans to cut federal spending despite promises to boost military spending, protect expenses of entitlement programs, and rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to more aggressively reduce federal spending. Senate confirmation of Mulvaney as Office of Management and Budget Director may allay concerns among lawmakers who question how the Trump administration will manage the federal deficit. And Russia, Pakistan, and China will hold the next round of three-way counterterrorism talks in Moscow on December 27th, primarily focusing on Afghanistan. This will be the third meeting of the Trilateral Working Group on Afghanistan following meetings in Beijing and Islamabad. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.